Take your child's pose. Take your mat for practice. Minutes ahead of you to connect with yourself. Soften your shoulders, soften your neck, rock your head from side to side. And begin to draw attention to your breath. Let your breath start to make those small movements in your body. Lengthen your inhale and your exhale. Press the air out. Inhale, feel your back rise and ribs spread out. Exhale, allow your chest to drop down towards your mat. Keep moving breath. Let your breath flow. Your body will follow suit. Draw yourself forward through a tabletop, downward facing dog. Set your gaze between your feet. At the back of your mat, set your foundation here. Fan your fingers out across your mat and plug your finger pads and knuckles down into your mat. Really dial them in. Continue to breathe. Welcome in some softness. Let water into your joints. Soften your elbows. Start to roll them back towards the back of your mat. Soften your knees. Three-legged dog, right side. Reach your right toes high behind you. Spread your toes apart. Bend your knee, open your hip. Press the mat away from you with both hands. Lift your right knee more. Roll out your ankle a little. Straighten your right leg. Set your foot down. Three-legged dog, left side. Spread your toes apart. Bend your knee. Open your hip. Push your left hand away from you. Down into the mat. Lift your left knee, spread out, straighten your left leg, ragdoll top of your mat. Sweep your left foot all the way to your left wrist, right foot up. Take at least hip-width distance between your feet. Drop the crown of your head down to your mat. Yeah, softness here too, some water. Let your breath flow through you. Let your body respond. Allow your torso to sway. Maybe your hips move too. Shake your head out, yes and no. Switch the grip of your arms. Release your fingertips to the ground. Bring your big toes together to touch. Inhale, halfway lift. Shoulder blades pull together towards your spine. Forward fold. Tadasana, reach your fingertips to the ceiling. Hands to heart center. Blink your eyes closed. Three ohms. Take a breath in. Ah. It's going to be a good day. So your lips, breathe in and out through your nose. Let the vibration from that ohm settle into your physical body, land in your muscles. Inhale, Tadasana, lift up, look up. Forward fold, press the air out. Halfway lift. Plant your hands high to low plank, chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Full breath in. Breath out. Inhale. Exhale. Breath in. Breath out. Inhale, look forward. Empty out, come to the top of your mat. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Tadasana. Forward fold. Halfway lift. Plant your hands, chaturanga, back you go. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Full breath in. Breath out. Inhale, roll your inner ankles back to the windows. Pull the pit of your belly in and up to press your chest back more. Breath in, breath out. One more, big breath in. Empty it out, come to the top of your mat. Halfway lift, forward fold. Tadasana, root down to rise up, forward fold. Halfway lift, plant your hands, chaturanga. Up dog, downward facing dog. Full breath in, let it go. Inhale, reach your sits bones up and back. Exhale, hug your belly button into your spine. Inhale, exhale, inhale, fill up, empty out completely, move to the top of your mat, halfway lift, fold, Tadasana, forward fold, halfway lift, high to low plank, up dog, downward facing dog. Inhale, exhale, breath in, breath out, inhale, exhale, inhale, come up on your toes, exhale, bend your knees, float, top of your mat, halfway lift, fold, Utkatasana, thunderbolt. Lift your toes up, spread them out across your mat, and let them fall back to your mat surface. Pull your inner ankles back to the windows. Inhale, reach your tailbone down and back. Exhale, hug your belly and your low ribs in. Inhale, reach your heart center to the ceiling. Forward fold. Halfway lift, high to low plank. Up dog, downward facing dog. Right foot forward, warrior one. provide enough width in your stance so you feel really stable. Might mean walking your right foot a couple inches to the right. Take that opportunity, press your feet down into your mat, hug your inner thighs into the center line of your body. Inhale, lift up out of your hips, plant your hands, chaturanga. Upward facing dog, downward facing dog, strong core lifts you up and back. Left side, warrior one. Roll the inside of your right thigh back to the windows. Feel your right hip roll forward. Pull your left femur bone back into the socket. Inhale, lift up to the ceiling. Plant your hands high to low plank. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Full inhale. Full exhale. Breath in. Breath out. Feel the flow of your breath. Prepare your body to get in the flow with it. Come up on your toes. Empty out. Soften. Come to the top of your mat. Half lift. Fold. Utkatasana, thunderbolt. Forward fold. Halfway lift. Back you go. Plant your hands. Chaturanga. Up dog. Breath in. Down dog. Press back. Right side. Right away. Warrior one. Place your foot. Lift up on the inhale. Back down on the exhale. Plant your hands. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Left side. Warrior one. You got it. Plant your foot. Rise up. Plant your hands. High to low plank. Up dog, down dog, breath in, breath out, inhale, exhale, another breath in, breath out, inhale, prepare to move, empty out, come to the top of your mat, half lift, fold, Utkatasana, thunderbolt. Forward fold. Half lift. Chaturanga. Up dog. Breath in. Down dog. Breath out. Right side. Move your foot. Place it. Reach your fingertips up. Back down. High to low. Up dog. Down dog. Left side. Warrior one. Place your foot. Inhale. Lifts you up. Exhale. Takes you back down. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Full breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Inhale, lift your hips up and back. Exhale, tug your belly button up and in. Inhale, prepare to move. Empty out, float top of your mat. Halfway lift. Fold. Utkatasana, thunderbolt. Forward fold. Halfway lift. High to low. Back you go. Inhale. Exhale. Right side, warrior one. Inhale. Lift up to the ceiling. Back down. High to low. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Left side, warrior one. Go up. Back down. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Full inhale. Full exhale. Breath in. Breath out. Inhale, roll your inner thighs back to the windows. Exhale, press your chest back to your thighs. Full breath in. Let it go. Three-legged dog, right side. Spread your toes apart. Bend your knee. Open your hip. Keep going. Flip your dog. Yeah, use your back muscles to pull your right shoulder into place and roll your right rib cage up to the ceiling to spread your collarbones wide to the sides of the room. Drop your head more. Come back over, three-legged dog. High plank, feet together to touch. Vashistasana side plank, left fingertips lift up to the ceiling. Flex your toes back towards your face, pressed right into my hand. Yeah, let that wake up your legs. Use the strength of your legs, go up to the ceiling. High to low plank, chaturanga. Up dog, downward facing dog. Breath in and out. Three-legged dog, left side. Bend your knee, open your hip. Roll your left rib cage down to your mat. Open your left knee more. Flip dogs, keep going. Set your feet parallel with each other, 12 o'clock. Press the inside edges of your feet down into your mat to wake up your inner thighs and give your hips a lift. Drop your head a lot. See, set your gaze upside down. Come back over, three-legged dog. High plank. Side plank, right fingertips lift to the ceiling. Lift your gaze to the ceiling too, over your right fingertips. Look up, lift up. Plant your hands high to low plank. Up dog, downward facing dog. Full inhale, full exhale. Breath in, breath out. Inhale, come up on your toes. Bend your knees, float top of your mat. Whoosh, 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 whoosh. Yeah, okay, back down dog. Yeah. I know. Inhale, come up on your toes. Bend your knees. Jump. Top of your mat. Yeah, like that. Yeah. Halfway lift. Fold. Utkatasana, thunderbolt. Press your shins back to the windows. Feel your legs wake up. Inhale, reach your tailbone down and back to the back of your mat. Exhale, hug your belly and your ribs in. Take a deep breath in. Hands to heart center, twist to your right. Pull the pit of your belly in and up. Lift your chest higher. Open up your arms, spread apart. Inhale, lengthen your left rib cage. Exhale, hug your right rib cage in. Bring your hands back together in prayer twist. Ooh. Hover your left foot 1 inch off the mat. Pull your belly up and in. As slow as you can go, stretch your left leg back into revolve crescent. Ooh, let it touch down. When you get there, open up your arms, take up space, fingertip to fingertip. Wake up your legs, squeeze your inner thighs into center to get a little more stability. Oomph, lift up. Warrior two, spin open. Good morning. Yeah, good morning. Extended side angle. Draw your right hip back towards the windows underneath you. Feel your right thigh roll open towards the side door. get deeper into your front knee. Roll your left rib cage back to the door. Inhale, look down. Plant your hands high to low plank. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Full breath in. Breath out. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, come up on your toes. Bend your knees. Float top of your mat. Halfway lift. Fold. Utkatasana thunderbolt. Big toes together to touch. Unless you have something going on with your low back. Then you listen to yourself. Give yourself an inch or two between your heels. Roll your inner ankles back to the windows. Feel your inner thighs wake up and reach down and back. That's a good thing. Hands to heart center. Twist to your left. Lift your sternum up to your thumbs. Opportunity to spread your arms apart. Fingertips reach. You reach. Inhale, reach your tailbone down and back. Hug your belly button in. Pull your collarbones forward to the front wall. I got you. Hug your ribs in. Hands back to heart center. Hover your right foot. Go back, revolve crescent. Add stability. Squeeze your inner thighs to center. Open up your arms. Inhale, put space between your right ribs. Exhale, hug your left ribs in. Inhale. Exhale, hug your belly in to roll open. Inhale, lengthen out. Warrior two. You can reset your feet. Get longer. Take up more space. Know that you deserve to take up space. Extended side angle. Left fingertips could be on a block, or your forearm could be on your front thigh. Wherever you are, wake up your bottom fingertips, spread them out. Take that energy, draw it all the way up into center. Send it out through your right fingertips. Inhale, look down. Plant your hands high to low plank. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Breath in. Breath out. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, come up on your toes. Bend your knees. Float top of your mat. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Spread your feet apart. Paddha Gustasana. Reach down, grab your big toes, lengthen your spine, drop your head down to your mat. Yeah, it's okay if this feels good. It's okay. It's okay if you're a little uncomfortable right now, too. Pull the pit of your belly in to your spine, fold forward more. Draw your hips up to the ceiling. Sink your head and your torso down to your mat. Release your grip. Paddha Hastasana, gorilla pose. Walk your feet up onto your hands. Allow weight to come forward into your toes. Feel some length in your back body, and welcome in softness in your knees. Rock weight back into your heels. Liberate your hands. Bring your big toes together to touch. Bakasana, crow pose. Plant your hands, top of mat. Squeeze your inner thighs in against the backs of your arms, your triceps, a lot. Look forward. Like, take your energy forward. Reach your chest forward. Look forward. Hug your thighs in even more. Lift your hips up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Breath in. Breath out. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, come up on your toes. Bend your knees. Float top of your mat. Half lift. Fold. Tadasana. Eagle, right side. Make the wrap nice and high with your legs. It'll be easier to pull them together. Squeeze your inner thighs in towards each other. Press both of your thigh bones down towards your mat. Tadasana. Left side, eagle, go right into it. Switch up the wrap. Draw your shoulders back to stack over your hips. Pull your belly button in to your spine. Puff your mid-back out to the windows. Release. Right side, eagle. Even if you really don't like eagle, this could be the one time where it's enjoyable. This could be, oh, this is the time I like it. Tadasana, left side, eagle. You won't know if you don't take the posture, though. That's the tricky part, yeah? That's why we do it a couple of times. You get to try it on. Tadasana, one-legged Tadasana. Reach your right knee up to the ceiling. Flex your right toes up towards your knee. Pull the pit of your belly in and up. Reach the crown of your head to the ceiling. Grab a hold of your right knee or foot. If you can grab your big toe, go for it, even with a bent knee. Press your right heel away from you. Press your left heel, left big toe mound down into your mat. Open your right leg to the right side of the room. Fingertips and gaze can possibly go to the left side of the room. Come back to center. Reach your fingertips up. Reach your right toes up. Take a deep breath in. Airplane. Sweep your right heel back to the windows. Sweep your fingertips back to the windows. Press the air under your palms straight down to your mat. Draw your collarbones forward to the front wall. Half moon. Left fingertips to a block. Reach your right fingertips to the ceiling. Stack your right hip on top of your left. Squeeze your shoulder blades together towards your spine to open up your heart center to the side of the room. Forward fold. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Tadasana. One-legged Tadasana, left side. A little more juice, a little more heat. Oh, I like it. Lindsay just upped the game, like, from her mat. Yeah. Grab a hold of your left knee or your left big toe. Well, it's not an issue anymore because you've got it. Open your left leg to the left side of the room. Fire up your right leg. Get really firm there. Reach the crown of your head to the ceiling. Like that, yeah. Come back to center. One leg in Tadasana. Lift your fingertips to the ceiling. Left toes to the ceiling. Wake up your right leg. Airplane. Draw your collarbones forward to the front of the room. Wake up your right leg. Push the mat away from you. Right hip back, left hip forward. Half moon. Stack up. Yeah, use your tools to bring the floor up to you. And then rise up. You've built some heat here. Rise up from the ashes to the ceiling. Activate your left toes, your left leg, whole thing. Go up. Forward fold. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Tadasana. Opportunity to build a little more heat here. Dancers, right side. Reach back. Grab your right ankle. Flex your right foot. Press your right shin back to the windows. Go. Put space between your calf and your hamstring. Exactly like that, Erica. Yes. Tadasana. Left side, go right into it. Just windmill your arms. You can add a sound effect if that helps. You go. For me, it does. Yeah. Tadasana, right side, dancers, go for it. Capture, go, kick back. Kick back so much that your chest lifts up and open to the sides of the room. Allow yourself to be pulled up and open. Tadasana, oh, that was a long one, yeah? Left side, go. Kick. Create the requirement for more breath. Kick more to lift your chest up. Spread it open. Fill that space with breath. Use that fuel to kick more. Rinse and repeat. Tadasana. Hands to heart center. Tree pose, right side. Like if you don't get to the point in the pose where you really wish for it to be done, you haven't actually accessed the pose yet. You're kind of making a shape. My opinion, yoga, not the shapes, it's the feeling. So make a feeling. Feel grounded here. Feel integrated up and into your belly. Feel lifted. Uplifted. Take that feeling, that sensation, to tree pose left side. Right? Don't lose it. Go right into it. Press your right big toe mound down into your mat. Pull your right inner thigh in towards center and up to your belly button. Lift your heart center up to the ceiling. Even if your hands don't move, physically go up with the center of you. Release. Hands to heart center. Both feet ground down. Take a deep breath in and out. Breath in. Satisfied sigh. Tadasana, go up to the ceiling. Forward fold. Halfway lift. Back you go, chaturanga. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Breath in. Breath out. Right foot forward, warrior one. Warrior two. Lengthen your stance. Stack your right knee on top of your right ankle. Even if your thigh is in parallel, just the stack, it protects you and it takes you to like kind of where your appropriate edge is. Appropriate, yeah, key part there. Oh, let's go to triangle. That's a good idea. Yeah, triangle. Straighten your front leg. Send your hips back to the windows. Send your right hip down and back. Reach your left fingertips to the ceiling. Right fingertips to a block outside of your front leg. Good idea. With that extra support from the block, soften your front knee. Feel your hamstring wake up. Draw your tailbone down and back to your left heel. Hug your belly and your ribs in. Rise all the way up to stand. Wide leg forward fold. Feet parallel with each other. Fold down. Yeah, feet parallel, fold down. That wide leg forward fold. Let your head drop. If your feet are lifted, ground them back down. Bring your hands to your hips. Hinge at your hips. Rise up to stand. Pyramid pose, front of the room. Square your hips forward. Feet hip-width distance between them. Pull your chest forward to the front wall. Lengthen your spine down over your front legs. It's okay to have some softness in your front knee here. It's an intelligent choice. Take that space, use it to draw your right hip up and back. Ground both of your feet down into your mat. Hug into center with your thighs. Revolved pyramid, halfway lift. Left fingertips to a block, roll your right rib cage open to the side of the room. Reach your sits bones back to the windows like you're going to sit on them. Pull your collarbones forward to the front wall. Get really long. Lengthen your spine. Roll open more. Inhale, look down. Plant your hands high to low plank. Upward facing dog. Strong legs. Downward facing dog. Breath in. Breath out. Inhale. Exhale. Left foot forward, warrior one. Warrior two. Start to draw your left hip back towards the windows here. Feel your left thigh roll open. Triangle. Straighten your front leg. Send your hips back. Left fingertips to a block. Continue to tip your pelvis, reach your hips back. Draw the front of your pelvis up towards your low ribs. Inhale, put space between your left ribs. Exhale, hug your low ribs, your right ribs in. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale, hug in, two roll open. rise up to stand. Right, you can jettison the block. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Wide leg forward fold, round two. Toes in, heels out, fold down. Opportunity for a chest expansion. Interlace your fingers behind you. Or put your hands in a strap or grab the ends of a towel. Get some extra room for your shoulders. The pit of your belly in and up. Drop your chest down more. When you can't fold forward anymore, drop your head. You're chasing a feeling here, a sensation, so you don't really need your head. It usually stays attached. It's good. Feet ground down. Hands to your hips. Lift up, pyramid pose, front of the room. Go for it, pull forward and down. Press your feet down into your mat, squeeze your inner thighs into center. Drop your chest down. Revolve, pyramid, half lift, right fingertips to a block or the mat, roll your left rib cage open, and pull forward against me. Really squeeze your inner thighs in to center here. Now wake up the lower half of your body. Open the top half of your body. Look down. Plant your hands high to low plank. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Breath in. Breath out. Inhale. Exhale. Breath in. Breath out. High plank. Push the mat away from you here. Puff up your mid-back to the ceiling. Pull your low belly up and in, your belly button in, up to your spine. Feel your hips get a little buoyancy. Inhale, come forward onto your tippy toes. Low plank, chaturanga. High plank. Low plank. High plank. Low plank. 2 inches higher. All the way down to your mat. Locust pose, interlace your hands at your low back. Bring your big toes together to touch. Reach your toes back to the windows, reach your knuckles back to the windows. Tuck your chin, reach the crown of your head forward to the front wall. Lower down, breath in, breath out, inhale, exhale, flip your palms over so they face the mat or the ground, bring your big toes back together to touch, locust pose, round two, roll your inner thighs and your inner ankles up to the ceiling, reach your toes back more, reach the chest forward towards the front wall. Lower down. Release. Bend your knees. Windshield wiper your feet side to side. Reach back. Floor bow. Grab your ankles. Flex your toes. Flex your feet. Bring your knees together. Press your shins back to the windows. Lower down, leave your knees high, feet high, yeah. Breath in and out. Floor bow again. Reach back. Grab your ankles. Press your shins down. Press your shins back. Press your thighs down. Pull the fronts of your hips forward to the front wall. Roll your tailbone back to the windows. Kick back into your hands more. Release. Upward facing dog. Plant your hands below your ribs by your side. Lift your chest up. Pull your chest forward through your arms. Pull your arm bones back to the windows. Downward facing dog. Camel pose. Come on down to your knees. Stand on your knees. Take a block, squeeze it in between your thighs. Hands to your low back. Lift the fronts of your hips up to the ceiling. Lift your heart center up to the ceiling. Sternum, collarbones, go up. Squeeze your shoulder blades together behind your heart center. And gently rise back up. Have a seat on your heels. Hero's pose. Breath in. Breath out. Okay, camel, do it again. Yeah, stand up. Send your tailbone down to your mat. Pull the fronts of your hips up. Lift your chest up, up, up to the ceiling. Push her into my hips. Lift your heart center up. Open your throat a little. And gently, gently come back up. Have a seat on your heels. Take a breath in. Breath out. Bridge pose. Lay down. Press your shoulders down into your mat. Press your feet down into your mat to lift your heart center up and back. Lift your sternum up to the top of the windows. Draw your tailbone forward to the front mural. Lower down. Bring your feet in closer, 1 inch. Toes in, heels out a little. Breath in, breath out. Hug your low belly in. Feel your the fronts of your hips pull forward. Wheel, go up. Plant your hands. Test run, wheel. Plant your hands, go up. Straighten your arms. Lower down. Breath in. Breath out. Wheel, go up. Lower down. Breath in. Breath out. Wheel, rise up. Lower down. Breath in. Breath out. Reset your feet, reset your hands, go up, wheel, rise. Bridge, do it with integrity, go up. Everybody lower down. Breath in, breath out. Wheel, rise up, go for it, go for you. Lower down. Breath in, breath out. Last opportunity for that feeling, for that sensation. Wheel, go up. Press the mat away from you. Straighten your arms. Press the inside edges of your feet down into your mat. Wake up your inner thighs. Go up to the ceiling. Lower down. Supta Baddha Konasana. Soles of your feet together. Let your knees open to the sides of the room. Oh. Happy baby. Reach up. Grab your feet or your calves. Pull your knees down and open to the sides of the room. Hug your knees in, give yourself a squeeze. Like you mean it. And reach your heels up to the ceiling. Flex your feet, charge your heels up, reach your toes back towards you. Pull your low belly in and down towards your mat. Feel your low back and your sacrum press down into your mat. Lower your right leg to hover. Heel forward, pinky toes back towards you. Pull your low belly in and down. Reach your tailbone forward to the front wall. Switch legs. Ooh, good stuff, yeah? Fire up your legs. Press both of your heels away from you. Switch legs. Switch. 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 Move on your breath. Switch. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, both heels up to the ceiling. Is it exciting? Is your core excited? It's going to be really excited in a moment. Bring your hands underneath your low back to support you. Lower your legs 1/3 of the way down. Charge your heels away from you. Go another third down. Press your heels away, low belly in and down, low back down. Start to lower 1 inch at a time until your low back wants to lift up off your mat. When you get there, stop. Press your low belly down. Press your tailbone towards the mural. Press your heels away from you, pull in. Okay, lift up. Yeah, good job. Hug your knees in, give yourself a squeeze. Oh, right? Yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah, do you feel something right now? You feeling it? Yeah, you're not sure? We should do more. You're right. Hands behind your head. Set up for bicycle. She's like, shoot, no, I meant I'm feeling it. We know you are. We know you are. You're good. It's good to feel things. Yeah. Set up for bicycle. Lift your shoulder blades up off your mat. Flex your feet. Right elbow, left knee. Back to center. Other side. Back to center. Other side, center, other side, center, other side. Come back to center, lift your shoulder blades up, switch, switch. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, hug in. Yeah. Give yourself a little rock side to side. You guys feel it now? Yeah, you got it. Okay. No, not yet. You're close? Yeah, you're there. You're there. All right. Give a little rock side to side. Start to rock and roll up and down your spine. Come all the way over, downward facing dog. Reach your right toes high behind you. Three-legged dog. Bend your knee, open your hip. Half pigeon. Sweep your right shin to the top of your mat. Like the whole shin to the top of your mat. Flex your foot. Yeah. Roll the front of your left hip down towards your mat. Tug your right hip back towards the windows. Bonus, air coming on. Ooh. We had a Y Baptiste yoga workshop yesterday that Lindsay led. It was really awesome, P.S. We talked about why we do what we do here in this room. You guys show up to practice, to move your body, to breathe, but also to access a little bit of power. To access something that's already inside of you and just kind of peel away the layers. That's why we build the heat. That's why we breathe, move breath. Do a little excavation work on yourself here. If you're keeping yourself from feeling this, from really generating sensation, see what else you need to drop off. Make the choice to just kind of set it aside. Say, I don't need that anymore. Lift your chest up. Sweep your left leg up and over, double pigeon. Your right shin and right foot came in close to you, push it away so your shins can stack parallel with each other. Flex your feet here. Yeah. You think about it, yoga can make you feel good. You guys ever had a practice and afterwards you feel really amazing? You feel so good? Maybe, yeah? Yes. Yeah, okay, good, good. Thank you for that. Yeah, I appreciate that. You guys have ever practiced where you're like, oh, I feel like shit? No? No? Yeah? Maybe before practice. You come in, you're like, oh, yeah, I feel terrible. Maybe certain postures are challenging for you. And you breathe. You kind of burn through it. It's okay not to feel perfect when you walk in this room. Every day is different. The good news is you can feel something. Lift your chest up. Make your way back, downward facing dog. Plant your hands, unravel your legs. Left toes lift up high behind you. Half pigeon, left side. And think about those ways on your mat where you keep yourself from like feeling things, right? You're like, I don't need to do that extra set of core. I'll take an extra drink of water. Half pigeon kind of sucks for me, so I'm just going to kind of hang out. Because you can make the shape and not like not get the feeling out of it, yeah? When we say find your edge, I'm talking about that sensation, about that feeling. So do find your edge here. Drop whatever's in the way. and allow yourself to feel. Consider a practice for when you're off your mat. And you do things that keep you from feeling. And jump on your phone instead of being alone with yourself for a few minutes. Avoid any of those conversations that you need to have that open you up to what? Right? Like, what's possible on the other side of sensation, of feeling? Lift your chest up. Double pigeon, right leg up over. And if sensation is elusive to you in your double pigeon, it happens to some people. I've heard about it. Yeah. Like, we can fix that. Let me know. Draw your hips, your sits bones down and back. Draw the center of your chest forward. Continue to have your breath flow. If you folded forward, lift your chest up. Straighten your right leg out in front of you. Left foot to the inside of your right thigh. Lift your fingertips up to the ceiling. Forward fold over your right leg. Yeah. Yourself back up. Switch legs. Reach up. Fold down over your left leg. Pull forward as you go. Flex your toes back towards you. When you activate your toes, your feet, the rest of your body starts to wake up. That sensation will work its way all the way up through you. Lift yourself back up. Take prone frog facing the door. Set it up. You could fold your mat over if your knee gets a little sensitive. Have your ankles directly behind your knees. Flex your feet here too. Your low belly and your low ribs up and in. Soften your shoulders, your neck. Yeah, you could even place a block under your chest or your forehead or your forearms. If sensation finds you here, good. Yeah. Activate around that sensation just to see what's possible there, right? So if your groin and your inside of your thighs and the pits of your hips are kind of like talking to you a lot, that's good. Start a rotation of your inner thighs. Reach your tailbone back. Pull the fronts of your hips forward. See if it shifts. Create shifts in your own body. Yeah. And be there with your breath. Draw your chest forward. Have a seat on your mat, legs out in front of you. Did you guys feel anything there? Feel it just a little? Yeah, right? Stretch your legs out in front of you. Paschimottanasana. Lift your fingertips up. Pull forward and down over your legs. I went to one of the Baptiste's, like, week-long programs. I think it might have been, you know, it could have been any of them, level one, level two, level three. But one of them that I took, I remember we were in a practice and we held prone frog for, it was probably, you know, like 7 hours is what it felt like. Yeah, but it was a long time. It was a long time. Yeah. Remember that one? Yeah. Lindsay remembers that. That was level one. Yeah. Lift off, up. Reverse tabletop, plant your hands by your hips. Fingertips out or forward, lift your chest up. You can plant your feet or straighten your legs to reverse plank. Lift your heart center up to the ceiling, open your throat. Open your collarbones wide. Lower down, fish pose. Use your hands by your side or sit on them to prop you up. Forearms and elbows press down. Heart center lifts up and out. And I tell you, when you do hold like prone frog or any posture for a long time, it's a challenge. And sensation is challenging. And the more you sit with it, the easier it gets. So let yourself open here. Collarbones spread, sternum and ribs drift apart. Open your throat, let it fall open. Let all of those words bouncing around in your head telling you you can't be here, let them spill out. Lower down. Let your spine release onto your mat. Heels to the ceiling. Legs up the wall. By the time we were done with that fish pose, I had just recently, like 30 seconds before that, come to the conclusion that I could have stayed there for a long time. The previous 30 minutes, I was definitely crying. Shoulder stand, Shirshasana 1, headstand, classical headstand, or handstand, go. Shoulder stands, bring your hands to your low back and work your elbows in closer to each other. Gives you a little more support. Support is always a good thing. Big toes together to touch. Reach your big toe mounds, the balls of your feet, up to the ceiling. If you're in shoulder stand, move to plow. Hinge at your hips, legs long behind you. If your toes don't touch, leave your legs long. Let them hang out in space. Karpandasana, ear pinning pose. Headstands and handstands You're welcome to move to child's pose. Ear pinning pose, yeah, make contact with yourself. Like you have a lot of electricity, you're electric, yeah? So close the circuit. If you're in Karpandasana, reach up, grab your feet, press your feet into your hands, roll down one vertebrae at a time. Everybody meet in happy baby. Lengthen your left leg long along your mat. And draw your right knee up and out. Come across your body for a twist. Shift your left hip underneath you. So you can have a nice long spine. And create an allowance for gravity to do the rest of the work. Allow gravity to pull down on your left knee, your right knee, your left shoulder, your right shoulder. Come back to center. Hug both of your knees in. Give yourself a squeeze, a little hug. Some love. Switch sides. Right leg long, left knee up and out. Tip over. Back to center. Give yourself another hug because you're worth it. True story. If you don't know that, you should know that. You're worth it. Supta Baddha Konasana. Drop your feet down. Let your knees open wide. Feel your breath move. Feel your body release down. If you are void of sensation anywhere, physically or off your mat, there's the possibility for awakening. It's right in front of you. Lengthen your legs along your mat. Move into Shavasana. Release your breath. Let your muscles and mind release as well. full breath in and out. Just let that breath move up and down your body. Wash over you and rinse away anything that no longer needs to be. Feel a spark of vitality in your fingers and toes. Feel strength and softness both in your legs, your arms. Ground each hip individually down into your mat. Feel your shoulders soften and spread wide. Rock your head from side to side. Open and close your jaw. Deep breath in, reach your fingertips long overhead, stretch out. Hug your knees in, come over to a fetal position. Press up to a seat, hands together at heart center. Lift your heart center up to your thumbs. Together, three ohms. Breath in. Forehead center. Namaste.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.